We are in the halachas of Zimun and Simun Kuf Tzadi Zayin. We are up to Siv Dalet, and that's what we'll be doing. Chaverim she'ochlu ke'echod. A few people ate together. K'tzason ochlu k'dei sviya, k'tzason lo ochlu ala kazayas. Some of them ate k'dei sviya, and some only ate a kazayas. Mida araisa, there's a chiyuv to bench, only v'achalta v'savata, if you're actually satisfied. Mida rabbanan, if you eat a kazayas of bread, you already have to bench. We have a zimun here. Some of the people ate k'dei sviya. Some of the people only ate a kazayas. Im kulam yodim levarech. If they all know how to bench, mitzvah shivarech also sha'ochel k'dei sviya v'yotzi es acherim. So l'chatchila, the one who was motzi them in benching should be someone that was saveya, because he is chayev midaraisa, as opposed to someone that was not saveya who was only chayev midarabanan. V'mein yodim kulam levarech. Whereas if they're not bekiyim, even the one that didn't eat k'dei sviya could be motzi them. Now, the reason for all of this is because, really, we're talking about being yotze benching here. As far as the zimun, that already is irrelevant. Zimun is midrabanan. Even if someone ate less than k'dei sviya, he can leave the benching. But with regard to be motzi everybody with birkas hamazon, with benching, so like this. Mida araisa, really, if someone else ate and is now chayv in birkas hamazon, the halacha is, even if I did not eat, I could be motzi him. The reason I can be motzi him is because now that he's chayv in a bracha, because he ate, kol yisrael arevim zelozeh, so I'm chayv to see to it that he makes a bracha. Therefore, my bracha is in place, and I can be motzi him with that bracha. Midrabanon, you cannot be motzi someone with benching unless you're chayiv in benching. This is a special drabanon. In fact, some hold that this is only a drabanon when you're having a zimun because you say she'achalnu, whereas lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, is machmir al pi the Magen Avraham, that midrabanon, you cannot be motzi someone else in benching, unless you've also eaten. So here we have a case where midrabanan, you're chayiv in benching anyway, even though they say lechatchila, you should not be motzi someone else. If he's chayiv midaraisa and you're chayiv midrabanan, b'dieved, even if you're only chayiv midrabanan, you could be motzi adaraisa. Because arevus is mechayiv me in your bracha, since you already ate. Says the Ramah, hagoy yeshorim den chayiv levarech midaraisa im lo shosa. Some hold that v'achalta v'savata, v'savata does not mean satisfaction, but it's a way of saying you drank. V'utoy of lishtos, what happens if you want to drink? You should drink first. But because if you're going to remain thirsty and not drink, the midaraisa, you're part of benching. V'tov lizor lechatchila miktsason shosu, u'miktsason lo shosu, shivarech misha shosa. Therefore, ideally, if one drank and one and the others didn't drink, the one that drank should be motzi them because he's chayiv midaraisa. What happens if one drank, the other two didn't drink, but they had k'dei sviya and he didn't have k'dei sviya? Mishnah Berurah comes out that k'dei sviya is l'chol hadeis, whereas drinking is only one opinion. Therefore, the ones that ate k'dei sviya but didn't drink are the ones that could be motzi the other one in benching.